Great Lakes Intertribal Council epidemiologist Isaiah Brokenleg says it's the first time a casino has cooperated with a public health entity to do a study on smoking preferences. He explains that partnership gave researchers valuable access to the patron database.
So we were able to pull a sample proportional to the whole from each of their gaming tiers, so the folks who gamble a lot to the folks who gamble a little. That's sort of how we got a good representative sample of the casino patrons.
The study finds 3/4 of Lake of the Torches casino patrons don't smoke, and more than 50% say they would be more likely to come to the casino if it were smoke-free. Another 1/4 of respondents say they're indifferent. Brokenleg says the findings refute the stereotype that casino revenues depend on allowing smoking. But he says getting Lake of the Torches to go smoke-free could be very difficult. It would need the support of tribal members and the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council. Meanwhile, on the reservation, the smoking rate is over 40%.
So if you have a community that's smoking at such a high rate, passing smoke-free legislation, which is what it would take on the reservations for the casino to go smoke-free, it's going to be very difficult. The community readiness isn't quite there. And so hopefully these data will help move the community toward a place where they'll be ready to pass smoke-free legislation.
The survey was done in 2011, and the results are being published next month in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.